Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my world, everyone. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane, and Michael Lane is who I be. I have a special love shout I got to give out. Twyla DeVito. Special love shout to this wonderful woman. You may not have heard of Twyla DeVito. I didn't until today. This woman worked as a waitress in a bar. And Twyla noticed that this guy was drinking and drinking and drinking. He grabbed the keys, drunk out of his mind. She advised him, don't drive. Don't get behind the wheel. He did it anyway. This is a customer. He did it anyway. She ended up calling the police. They apprehended that guy. But that's not the end of the story. Twyla DeVito reported in for work and was relieved of her duties. She was fired. Some people said that they did the right thing. I don't know how. She prevented possibly people losing their lives. She saved lives. She said, look, they can fire me all they want. I would do it again in a heartbeat if it means saving one life. Twyla, I wish I had a job I can give you, but you deserve everything and more. Now that's an American. Why did you get fired by these saps? I don't know. But there's something better for you in the long run. So special love shout to Twyla DeVito. And now, special love shout to TJ.
Hi.
Hello, TJ.
Hi, Michael.
And how are you today?
I'm okay. I'm good. And how are you?
I'm doing the best I can. Because I have to tell you all, those of you all who you all should be really reprimanded. If you all don't follow this show on Smack Tongue Radio, just smacktongue.com. If you're not aware of that and you're following me here on Blog Talk Radio, I lost my uncle last Thursday, Herb Trotter Sr. And his funeral will be this Saturday. But we lost him on Thursday. So I'm doing the best I can there, TJ.
Yes, as well as, you know, as well as expected, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think hopefully. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
No, you go ahead there, TJ.
No, I was just about to comment on the Lady Twyla, you know, the one who gave a little shout out. That's, if we did have a job together, she'd definitely be on. That was great of her to do that. You know, she prevented the man from, you know, pretty much killing himself or anybody else.
A true American. I mean, people should really, really.
They fired her. Really?
They fired her. I forgot the reason why. With the problem they found in her calling the police. I guess it'll mess up their. their customers. Now everybody's going to be careful at the bar. You should be. You should be.
Yeah.
Because if something happens and that driver drives off from that place, because they'll say the last time he left was at that bar, and something happens where a family lose their lives, they're going to look at that bar.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to look at that owner. The owner fired her.
So the owner should have been thankful because, you know,
yeah.
If anything would happen, at least you know that the company or the bar cares for their customers as well, you know?
Yeah. But all he cares about is a buck. He thinks maybe that it'll discourage other customers from going there and getting wasted. You can go there and get wasted. Just walk. Walk home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's it. I mean, it's a dang shame. It's really a shame. You know, we're going to be here chewing the fat. That's the name of this episode, just chewing the fat. We're just going to be talking. Yeah, I'm going to think about things and talk about it. Now, TJ, I hope you can play referee because I hope my brother calls in.
Yeah.
Because I want to use my brother.
Wait, goodness.
Yes, my brother should be calling in. I hope so. Because I want people to know where I was at. Politically, how he thinks is where I was at. So I want him to call. If he don't call, I know he's a rooster and a chicken. Just mix them up.
And
a chicken. Just mix that whole pot of gumbo up. Just mix it up. Forget it. You're both. I had an email saying, you're scared of Carmen. I love Carmen. That's my fam. And Bill, you know, you're scared of Carmen. And no. Hey, come on.
Mm-mm. Because if Bill calls.
Yeah.
I would say he 10 times worse than Carmen.
Man, you know.
Oh, goodness, if he called. Oh, that would be a treat in itself, actually, just to hear y'all two just go at it.
Let me, and you know what? If you, Carmen, or anybody else want to call in, just give me a call, area code 347-826-9357. I'm going to give it to you slow this time. Area code 347-826-9357. You can talk to me about anything, absolutely anything, because we're just like a rapper. You know, when I get to rap, and I like to brainstorm, blah 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 blah, and just think of things right in my head, right? That's what we're gonna do, right at the top of my head. That's how we're gonna do it.
We're just chewing the fat.
That's right. We're just chewing the fat.
You know, I had a joke for that one.
Oh, please come on.
No, I just say just chew the fat from your brain. Yeah, okay.
Whatever.
Hey, you ready?
Whatever.
Oh, my goodness. But, man, so did you look at the
Oscars? I did. It's tripped out because it's always tripped out how you see all the beautiful dresses and the beautiful the tuxes and the suits.
Yeah.
All these rich liberals going up there and kissing each other's asses. Isn't that something?
I knew that was coming
up. It's just a big, big plate of narcissism.
Oh, my God. I mean, I was looking, you know, I saw some of it. Not all.
Uh-huh.
I saw, forgive me, I forgot her name. I never actually knew her name, but one of the songs, you know, Goldfinger or whatever. Looking at her, she
was
good.
Shirley Bassey.
Oh, yeah.
The great Shirley Bassey, yes. 76
she
years old.
Good. 76.
Looks absolutely stunning. Beautiful woman. 76.
Yeah.
And still have the voice of when she first did that Goldfinger song.
I mean,
strong voice, everything.
Yeah.
That's a woman who don't smoke. I mean, she has a strong voice.
It'd be something else if she did smoke.
Yeah. Now, that would be something.
I don't know that anyone that smokes, you know, and they still have a strong voice, you know, have cigarettes messed up their, you know, vocal cords or anything.
I would say maybe Bing Crosby was one of them. He smoked cigars. He still had a very good voice, even
mm-hmm.
at an old age. That's all I can think of right now.
You know how when, from what I've, you know, witnessed from people who have smoked for a very long time, and, you know, especially women who have smoked a very long time, it seems as though they get that, it's a voice, you know, their voice changes.
Yeah, I call it the Lucille Ball voice.
Yeah, and like, you know, my daughter's grandmother, you know, she has that voice. And so she's a longtime smoker.
Yeah.
As well as several other women that I've known that, you know, up in age or so, they have that voice. And I wonder if they were singers, you know.
Maybe
that cigarette, you know, by that change, did that change the way they sing or anything like that? But
maybe the late great Carol Channing, you know, had that voice. Remember Hello?
Yeah.
Dolly, you know. But you know what though? You know, I'm thinking about the Oscars, the TJ.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, like, wait a minute. I did hear earlier that there were a little controversial things that were talked about, the host, Seth MacFarlane.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were saying that he was kind of crude and sexist, and he just went over the line at times, and he fell short.
Yeah.
Some of his jokes were just too much.
I like.
Can I get? Huh?
I like
you.
It.
You like it? I think, you know, I like him. I really do. But this should be a message to Seth. And I have a personal. I hope you're listening, Seth. But if you are, I'm pretty sure you're not. But if you are, leave the liberals alone. Because he is being trapped. He doesn't have a liberal mind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't say he's getting hurt now.
Yeah.
He had things to say that were a little on the racist side, controversial, sexist. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what comedians do. Those are comedians. That's what they do. Now, comedians can't even be comedians anymore.
Yeah,
thanks
right.
to these far-left ideologues trying to shut everybody up from doing what... Now, Seth MacFarlane is feeling the heat. He's going too far. You even got comedians saying it.
Now, he's going too far.
He's going too far. Dude, don't you know that you're a comedian, too? He's going too far. Oh, he said... You're supposed
wow.
to push that envelope. That's what being a comedian is. But at this time, we have handed over, society has handed the keys to these far left liberals who are so idiotic,
mm-hmm.
and they try to limit you in anything. You can't even. I heard Michael Wilbon say one time. He said, "In these days and times, the best thing you can say is good morning."
Oh, yeah.
And after that, you're in trouble. After everything you say, you're in trouble.
Wow.
So Seth MacFarlane, that was one thing. That was one of the controversies. And also the other one was First Lady Michelle Obama's appearance.
Well, now what was wrong with her? What do you mean by appearance? Let me see about that. Just her showing up there, or
yeah, she made an appearance
presenting
on
an award.
Right, she made an
okay.
appearance on the Oscars, presented an award, and it sparked a debate, pretty much. It sparked a big debate. And the debate was, on one end, everybody was saying, oh, she was glamorous. She looked beautiful, and she was just stoic, and how she talked and everything. And it was just a wonderful moment. She made the show, and she was a very great surprise guest. While you have the other side, there was press that were there at the place, and the press got frustrated. You know, they were frustrated. They said it made no sense. It was a Hollywood suck job that they were sucking, you know, pretty much sucking on the Obamas. They would say it was stupid and pointless, and you know, why have her there? And Michelle Malkin.
I wonder, were they mad because they were not informed first about it or something?
I don't know. Maybe so. I don't know. But I know this, Michelle Malkin, who is a Republican, she called it tacky and tasteless. She said it cheapened the presidency, but this is what she said. She said, forget separation of church and state. We need a separation of Hollywood and state.
Oh.
Now, with that, any other time, I would say, oh, it's no big deal. This is the first lady. She's up there. She's doing this. And, yeah, you know, it's the entertainment. And it's wonderful. But here's where I got to reason with her on this. I got to be with her on this. They deserve that punishment because of the Hollywood thing.
Mm-hmm.
Obama, his election time, he ran on Hollywood. He's on the most pop. This wasn't the past two presidential elections were not presidential elections. They were American Idol elections. That's all it was. He ran on popularity. He became a popular figure on his charm. Everything, nothing that was of substance, nothing. Because if it was of substance, he wouldn't have been reelected. So he goes on these shows, Entertainment Tonight, the Traffic Channel, the TV Guide Channel, Cartoon Network, Entertainment Tonight. He'd go to everything that has some touch or some hint of entertainment. But he never went and did any interviews that had some substance, that you had to talk about the meat and the heart of the matter. He's always been Hollywood.
Wow.
Every day you go up to Washington, you're going to see a Hollywood star up there.
Wow.
You didn't know. You don't know if it's the White House now or if it's the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He shouldn't be president. He should be in Hollywood. He should be an actor. He should be a singer or both. But he shouldn't be in the White House. But they are in their proper setting. They're in their proper space.
Mm-hmm.
They're Hollywood folks.
Wow.
That's what they are. They are Hollywood. And it makes it look at this time. Because I think about it. I think about this. Because this came to my head just now. How the media, oh my gosh, the media is so fucking bullshitty. Let me tell you about the media. It's so unbelievable how bullshit this media is. Let me tell you something. When George Bush was reelected, President Bush was reelected, the media got on him about having this extravagant inauguration, all the parties, all the dinners. They were on top. The president, here he is, reelected. Worse conditions. Under worse conditions than the President Bush when he was reelected. Way worse.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Everybody, you know, you had reporters saying, I should pinch myself. I'm right in the middle of history. I feel so fortunate. The Pelicans are even singing in harmony. What kind of bullshit is that? It's ultimate bullshit. And I'm so sick of this. But because it's this Hollywood setting, they look at them as Hollywood people.
These are the Pelicans?
Yeah, that's what one Bill Weir, one of the Bill Weir said the Pelicans even in harmony. Oh, I mean, it's absolute bullshit.
Wow.
I think we have a call. We have a call coming in.
Okay.
And let's see who this is.
Okay.
Like hey, it or not, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm muted, Michael. Yeah, as always, you selective with your. With
like
your
it or not, you're on the air.
Yes, Michael. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hey, how you doing?
Okay, I'm fine except for this crap that's out in there. Hey, TJ, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
You always pick and choose. Always pick and choose with stuff about Obama, stuff about Romney, stuff about Bush. Now, he's this Hollywood elitist. For the past year, Obama has been touring the country talking about infrastructure jobs. This country has $2 trillion in bridges, roads, and things that disappear in disrepair. He's been trying to get Congress's approval to pass this so they can repair these structures that need to be repaired. This isn't a Democrat or Republican issue.
Are you speaking on as far as the sequester?
Not just the sequester. I'm talking about how Congress. This is Pam, by the way, Michael.
Oh, hi. Yes, yes.
Yes.
Nice to hear.
They have been obstructing him for the past 5 years. Do you come out and call them out on that?
Can I ask you something?
About him being some Hollywood leaders. What, Michael?
He has achieved 80% of what he wanted to accomplish.
No, he didn't.
Have he achieved Obamacare? Has he achieved shovel ready?
How many governors are now trying to repeal it or not sign on? So he has not achieved 80% of what he wanted to do.
But this is where Obama has to be a leader and compromise and not say, well, the Republicans need to come down my far left goal. You have to meet in the middle. That's what presidents do. Everybody
well,
has to deal. He's not the only president that has to deal with Congress.
No, but these people, these Tea Party obstructionists, have been obstructing things that help Americans. Okay, Americans. This isn't about meeting in the middle. Obama has been out there. They need to get jobs, build up the infrastructure. We don't need another bridge collapse like we had a few years ago where people got killed.
Okay, who is blocking the jobs, though? Who's blocking the jobs from being created?
Congress is, Michael. You know, the
how is Congress blocking jobs from being created?
Because they control the money. The president can propose a bill every day, but nothing gets done unless Congress passes it. They approve the money.
Who applies regulations?
I said they approved the money. Let's stick to the
who
facts.
Apply regulations? Who applies thousands of regulations to jobs and businesses so you can't hire?
But Michael, there are people that can be hired right now to build bridges and roads and shore up these infrastructures that are in bad shape that could collapse and kill people. Okay, it's not regulations that stop in that construction workers. Engineers could get to work today if Congress would approve it, okay? So don't talk about regulations. If a bridge needs to be fixed, regulations doesn't stop that from happening. Congress
There's more
does.
Things than bridges that need to be first. Fixed, Pam. There needs
what?
More than bridges in buildings. The economy needs to be fixed.
Yes, but
and
Michael,
you just
you know
can't
what?
Turn around like the president think out of nowhere, I'm going to put this job here and that job here, and you're not providing ways of opening up for jobs to be filled.
Michael, now there you go again. You're playing selective amnesia where you don't know anything about anything. Because for the past year, he's been going state to state. He's been talking to Congress. We need to shore up
infrastructure. I got to stop you right there, Pam. I got to stop you right there. You know what he's been doing? He's been campaigning. He's been going from state to state talking to people like a lawyer trying to make his case. He wants to win like a lawyer.
You're being disingenuous. You're being dishonest because he has been trying to get people back to work. Tell me what are the bills that the Republicans have proposed. Tell me any bill that the Republicans
have proposed. But have you asked some of the Democrats? Ask some of the Democrats in Congress. He never had a meeting with any of the Republicans or Democrats in Congress. Instead, he goes away from them so he can get popularity. He is a popular president.
Michael, the three branches of government. Congress controls the spending.
There's three branches of government, but there's only one commander-in-chief.
Let's stick to one subject. Getting jobs to the American people. If the president had the power to do that, it would have been done. But he doesn't. He could talk every day, go to every state that he wants to, and propose all kinds of jobs. But you know what? He can't do one job bill. Congress controls the money.
What did Ronald Reagan do? What did Bill Clinton do? What did they both do faced under the same thing?
Today, we're talking about
when Ronald Reagan. Reagan had to deal with Tip O'Neill. Reagan had to deal with Congress. I'm speaking on the same thing, Pam. Bill Clinton had to deal with Newt Gingrich.
Let's not digress from the subject at hand. We're talking about
you are making excuses for the president.
I'm not making excuses. I want us to address this issue. Well, let's not go back to Bill Clinton or Ronald Reagan. Let's talk
about
the
same thing. It's Congress and the president.
No, but
if they can do it. If they can do it, though, Pam, they could do it.
Michael, there's no excuse for this president not to do it. You spout actual facts all the time. I listen to you. There are things that you say that are very factual. But the fact that you are ignoring, pretend doesn't happen, is for everything that the president has proposed, Congress, the Republicans have blocked Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats with approval, but they don't have the vote. We need the Republicans and the Democrats together to vote for any spending to happen. And the Democrats are the minority in Congress, so they can't pass any bill. With the Republicans controlling Congress, they can filibuster anything that comes forth that actually can help people. Instead of always blocking the president, they should come up with some jobs bills. They campaign on 2010 jobs, jobs, jobs. And all they've been doing is obstructing.
Pam, I don't know if I'm talking to you or MSNBC.
Well, you know what?
I just don't know this.
There you go again. You know what? Let's deal with facts. Let's stop with this, okay? I'm not bringing any other talk show host into this facts. For the past year, the economy has been at a stalemate.
Because
jobs
of Congress.
Have been created, and Congress had the power to do that. Yes, because of Congress. If you passed Constitution in eighth grade in high school, you would know that. Congress controls the money because the president had the power to create those jobs that he went from state to state trying to get the people to call their congressmen to have them vote on it. He could have done it, but he
the president comes up with a 2,000-page legislation of proposal, and he gives them 2 hours to figure it out and vote on it. You mean to tell me that that's the right way to deal with Congress?
Where's the Republicans' jobs bill? Where's the Republicans' jobs bill?
They can't read all those words in two hours.
And vote on it and then send it to him. And if he vetoes it, then we can talk about that. But that hasn't happened. What jobs bill has the Republican Congress come up with that they sent to the president?
That's why you look at it one side. Check out C-SPAN.
How is it one side?
Republicans of the House and of the Senate came up with two legislative proposals. They came up with it, and it was shot down immediately by the president. Two of them. Two jobs. And then what about when the president came up with the jobs bill? It was shot down by Democrats, too. It was 99 to nothing.
No, could you just tell me what were the jobs plans? Where were the jobs? What sector of the economy were they going to be? Tell me about them.
He had to get rid of his thousands of regulations. He had to release that. He refused to get rid of those regulations.
Just tell me the jobs that they proposed. What type of jobs were they? How many jobs were there?
Non-governmental jobs. The president is dealing mostly with governmental jobs. I'm so sorry. I'm running out of time. I'm under 30 seconds left. Under 30 seconds. Hey, get your head out of that MSNBC and start looking everywhere else. Don't be fooled. by the president because the president is fooling you.
I'm building facts.
The Democrats
are fooling me. The president is not fooling me. I am watching the news. I'm reading.
I love you, though, Pam. I love you, Pam. I love you, TJ.
I love you, too.
I love both of you. I hope to talk to you next week.
I got to do my homework now because you stopped me from doing my homework.
I got to go, y'all. Peace.
Bye.
Love. And keep doing, y'all.
Bye, TJ.
Bye.